Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, June 25th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our privilege to prepare and now share this message on this beautiful Monday from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Thank you for taking a few moments to join us today. Today's message is titled, His Faithful Follower I Will Be. We want to share two scripture texts from Hebrews 10:25 and Psalm 12, verse 1.
Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men.
Last night we went to a park in Lebanon that had a big amphitheater-type concert area to hear one of Brooksine's favorite gospel groups, a family known as the Martins. They're three adult siblings, a brother and two sisters, who have a beautiful harmonious sound and a genuine love for the Lord Jesus. I suppose Brooksine also likes them because of their country roots, since they grew up in Arkansas, where she spent a lot of time as a child. They sang an old hymn that many of you will recognize and still sing in many churches today called, He Leadeth Me.
There's a line in the hymn that always stirs my soul and reinforces my desire to faithfully serve the Lord. It simply states, His faithful follower I would be. Hopefully you were also in church yesterday and received fresh strength from the Lord as you heard His word proclaimed from the pulpit. Unfortunately, in the New Testament period, even as now, some had forsaken this important element of growth and discipleship. As we see the day of Christ's return drawing ever closer, we need the God-ordained encouragement that comes from fellowshipping with one another on a regular basis.
David expresses himself in our second daily text in a way that we might also in our own day. His cry for help is directed to the Lord. His observation is that the godly man ceaseth. David grew up during a time of great moral and spiritual apostasy, or falling away. Certainly Saul's reign was not marked by any kind of spiritual revival or consistent obedience to God. It transitioned from the period of the judges, which is summed up with the phrase, each man did what was right in his own eyes, which really, increasingly, is a testimony to our age. However, there was a remnant of faithful followers of God during this period, such as Samuel.
Thank God for those who remain faithful followers in our own day, faithful ministers who preach God's word in an uncompromising manner, dedicated lay people who live out their faith before an off-scorning world, married couples who take the marital covenant seriously, parents who raise their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and church communities that continue to forsake not the assembling together.
Christ said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? The statement has often intrigued me. Will he? Join me today in making a renewed commitment in staying faithful to our God as we daily heed to his call upon our lives. And rest in the assurance that he will continue to lead us. And join me today in declaring, his faithful follower I will be.
Let's pray together. Father, you lead us through the valleys and mountaintop experiences of everyday life. Your ways are far superior to the path we might choose when guided by our own errant wisdom. We're so grateful for the strength and encouragement we receive from our brothers and sisters who bear our burdens and share in our joys. When considering the choice of walking faithfully with you or turning our backs on you, we join with Simon Peter, who weighed the options and declared, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God.
Amen. I appreciate that prayer, Brooksine. I like that last statement, particularly from Peter. And We have choices every day. Let us each choose to serve the living God faithfully. Well, once again, we are Stephen and Brooke Sean Weber. This is a homemade production. In fact, our daughter is right here beside us right now, since she gestured, why didn't I mention her name, our daughter Esther. And it is our goal as a family to serve the Lord faithfully and to encourage you through our daily ministry over the internet and through the various means such as this podcast. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. You can read this message on that site, and we also have some additional material on the site that you can look at, including some photos that we've taken this last weekend, as well as some additional notes and some audio links to that great, great song, He Leadeth Me. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to experience the faithfulness of God as you serve Him faithfully.